Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. But why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us? At this moment, let's go and visit the prayer cell.
Oh, God.
Glory to God. Can't hear you, Lady Hickey. Can't hear you. All right. All right.
From his
mother's womb. Somebody carrying the daughter mother. Somebody carrying a man that been crippled ever since he was birthed, ever since he was born. Good God Almighty, good God Almighty, good God Almighty, good Lord, good Lord, good God Almighty. And they had to carry. No doubt this man was tired of being carried. Anybody out there today that know what it's like? You've been carried. And you're tired of being tired. You want to do your own work. You want to make some pride yourself. You want to get some growth yourself. You want to experience God yourself. Carried. Being carried. And you know when you're being carried, people can stop you off anywhere. And when you're being carried, you don't have a choice. Whenever they stop, by the wayside, you got to stop too. Whenever they go somewhere that's not your taste, you got to go there too. Aren't you tired of being carried? You don't have to be carried no longer. You may be lame. You don't have to be lame no longer. You can walk today. You can walk today. You can get up and walk. Good God Almighty.
Money.
but they're full of power. They may not have no riches, but they're full of faith. Good God Almighty, oh Lordy, oh Lordy, oh Lordy. See what God's going to do today. Oh, see, we're going to see what God's going to do today. Well, they parked the lame man. They put him off again at the prayer house, at the place of prayer. Good God Almighty, no doubt hoping to get a full cup of money. Hallelujah. But when Peter and John came by and he had the cup out there, saying, oh, please, please give me some money. I'm a lame. I can't walk. I've been crippled ever since I was born. Will you please just give me something? Give me a quarter. Give me a dollar. Give me 50 cents. Give me $5. Give me $100. Just give me something. Because I got some folk that got me off, but they're coming back to pick me up, and I better have some money in this cup when they come back, because they might not give me another ride. Oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy. Look at the boys all prayed up. Look at the boys all prayed up. They looked at him. They looked at him. Peter and John casting their eyes on him together. Oh, Lordy, while the man, glory be to God, he's been there. No doubt folk passed him. No doubt they were used to him. Hallelujah. No doubt they called him a beggar. Good God Almighty. Some folk didn't want to be aggravated with him. Never mind. But Peter and John, together, working this thing together. Good God Almighty. They put their eyes on him. Peter and John. Hallelujah. And they told him something that meant more than all the money he had raised all his life, being put off there at the temple. He looked at him, Peter and John. Peter, fastened his eyes on him, along with John. They looked at the man. They directed their gaze right in the man's eyes. You know, men like me to watch him in the eyes. They like to look him eye to eye. So they looked at this man. They looked at him eye to eye. First of all, saying, man, you are somebody. You might be a cripple. You might be lame. You may have been written off. Oh, Lordy. You might feel like a reject. But you know what? Man, you are somebody. So they looked at him. Peter and John looked him right in the eye. Oh, Lordy. Thank you, Jesus. Because a man was looking at them, ready to receive some money. Ready to receive some money. But they looked at him again. And they looked him in the eye. Said, look, man, we don't got no money. We ain't no rich boys. We don't got no riches. We don't got no money. But we got something better. We got the thing you need. We got just what you need. Good God Almighty. Oh, Lord. And then that man that was crippled, he looked at Peter and John. If they didn't have no money, what in the world are they going to give him? If they don't got no riches, they sure can't give him no house. What in the world are two broke boys got to give a crippled man? Good God Almighty. But the next word they spoke to the lame man was very, 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 very profound. They looked and they, oh, Boshanda, thank you, Jesus. The man gave them his attention, and the man looked and waited. The man was so overcome, he looked and waited. He watched. He wanted to know what could they do for him. And then after a while, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I tell you today, my friend, you may be lame like the man that is parked at the gate of the temple. But this is a hour of prayer. Whatever got you lame, whatever got you crippled, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to tell you like Peter and John. Hallelujah, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Rise up, sister. Rise up, daughter. Rise up, brother. Rise up, old man of God. Hallelujah. We give you Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Rise up and walk. You may have been lame. You may have been crippled before this program. But by the time this program closed, you're not going to be crippled no longer. Because something's going to be deposited in yourself. Something's going to be deposited in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And look what Peter and John did. They had to help him a little bit after they spoke it. They took him by the right hand. Took the man by the right hand. Just extended a hand to him. That's all he needed. After preaching, Jesus extended a hand. And that man took that hand that was extended to him. And good God Almighty, the next is history. When he took him by the hand, that man, they took him by the hand to help the man to get up. Sometimes a man might need help. He might need help. Hallelujah. Why, sometimes your husband might need help. Glory be to God. Yes. Husband, sometimes your wives might need help. Yes. But they took him by the hand and pulled him up to his feet. And when they pulled him up, immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. And instantly, oh, my God, immediately that man began to leap up, woo, and walk. Lame, never walked before in his life, crippled from birth. But, oh, what a miracle. That man was leaping and jumping and praising God. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know where you may be crippled today or where you might hurt, but the Holy Ghost knows. Yes. Oh, yes. And he's here today to help you. He's here to help you to rise up and walk. Oh, yes.
Every day you walk with me.